Welcome to the Drink Too or Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com or leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397.
On this week's episode, are your guns secure? Things I learned in Texas, and simply the best. Sex at the drive-in.
At the drive-in? Are you 16?
That was awesome.
Like a real drive-in?
Like a real, honest-to-goodness movie drive-in. And I saw Spider-Man 3.
Did you have your friends, like, in the trunk of the car? You had to let them out?
No, I'm too old for that. And I even brought beer. You're not supposed to, but whatever. I'm sorry, Justin. I wasn't close enough to the microphone. Yeah, so if you have a big enough car with a back seat, that's hot. And we saw Ghost Rider, Nicolas Cage. He always does a little something mm-hmm. for me. And then Spider-Man 3. Tobey Maguire is really not that cute.
I have not seen it yet, so let's not go too much into Spider-Man 3.
You still haven't seen it?
No.
This is coming from the guy somebody that sent a meeting request through Outlook like 2 months before and said dinner and then completely forgot.
Because, no, I did not forget. All the bitches that were supposed to come with me and who accepted it all went out of town.
I did not accept this invitation.
I was here.
I didn't send it to you.
Nice, Dan. Probably because you didn't have my email.
That is correct.
You change emails more often than he changes underwear.
I know,
which
I do.
Is not very often, but
you were supposed to investigate.
I actually
my
had to
account,
buy new underwear because I'm changing it too often.
This whole daily thing, God, I've got to have like multiple
pairs. No, because sometimes I go to the gym twice a day and stuff like that. So like I change my underwear each time. And so
I change my underwear twice a day.
I'm constantly doing laundry.
Twice
now.
A day?
Well, in the morning I put on my thong, you know, for my outfits, you know, in case you bend over, you could see the whale's tail.
Bend over.
But then at nighttime, see, I'm wearing these headphones. Justin is yelling at me. But I'm wearing these new headphones and everything is really loud.
Oh, so if I turn the headphones down, then you'll think you need to lean closer.
Much
to that.
Better. Thank you so much. Now, thank you so much. And then at nighttime, I can't wear a thong to bed. So I have to wear regular underwear because I don't like it's funny. I can go all day
panties?
With shit up my ass, but I can't. I can go all day.
Shit up your ass.
I can go all day with the thread up my ass, but I can't do it when I sleep at night. It's very bizarre. So I do wear. They're cute. Cotton underwear to bed. They're hot. They're cool.
I think you sent me a link for when you have shit up your ass.
It is dynadouche.com. DynaDouche.com.
Did you send her this link?
Yes, I did.
Elaborate.
They have taken marketing the cleaning out your ass before sex.
Shower shot.
They have marketed this thing like slick ads and stuff like that. It's kind of hot looking at this ad, but then when you realize you're looking at an ad for a
butt douche.
Shower shot. Yeah, butt douche.
So you go and they've got this big flash introduction and you pick whether you're like a gay man, a straight person, or a lesbian. And then it tailors the background picture to your, well, if I don't know if you went into all of
I
them.
I did.
If you pick the gay one, then it's just one guy. But if you pick the couple, it's like this guy and this woman in the shower because they're going to clean their assholes out together as a couple. Mm-hmm.
So if I were to go on and type, that's what I would see.
Yes.
I would see a man and a woman in a shower.
Right.
First of all, don't have sex in water. It's not comfortable.
Oh, well, this is not having sex.
No,
this
you're
is
preparing.
Cleaning out. It's preparing.
Oh, so you're in the shower
and
cleaning up, and then you shove shit up your ass.
Well, you put this metal thing
well,
up your ass.
Well, you're not shoving shit up
the
your
water,
ass.
Water.
You're pushing the shit
flushes.
Out.
It cleanses.
And then you go to the bedroom and have
a
little
you
anal
have
sex.
Butt sex.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing is like, being prepared is, you know, like half the battle or whatever.
So. And in the background, and I'm willing to bet that they don't properly license this, but in the background is Tina Turner singing.
Simply the best!
So
I love this.
Yeah. So they have really, and they are.
Can we put this link on the website?
Absolutely, we can. So if you're in the market, they're $100. I thought about maybe we should email them and see if they would provide us with a demo unit.
A demo unit? That would be nice.
And I would hope they wouldn't ask for it back. But the problem is, so you've got this thing and it attaches to your shower, but you can take off the butt part.
Yes.
But the little thing is still like that, where you attach it is still there. So anybody who goes into your bathroom is going to look at that and go, shower shot.
Only if you have forgotten to take it off before you have company.
Well, Dan forgets to take the whole thing off completely. We walk into his bathroom and there it is hanging on, just, you know, big stainless steel hose with a little on the end.
Simply
just
the best.
Little Tina Turner playing in the background. But still, even if you take the hose off, it's got the little attachment, and those people in the know are going to know.
Right.
I mean, I suppose that's not a bad thing. You're advertising that you are a
clean bottom,
which is probably not a bad advertising message.
No, it's not. I mean, it's still a little weird, but okay.
Brand Dan, even cleaner than before.
Well, this kind of reminds me of a colonic. Have you ever had one? No. I've been wanting to go get one.
Yeah, well, that's basically what it is.
But I know, but the colonic has the whole suction thing and all that stuff.
Could you imagine being a colonic technician?
I know, I'm going to shove this up your ass.
I'm going to massage the shit out of your colon and into this little machine.
Speaking of massage.
Suction.
The last
suction.
Colonic I had was when I was water skiing. And let me tell you, if you don't let go of the rope, there is water going up your ass. And it is painful.
Oh. Enema talk.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Or
speaking
anal
of
sense.
Massaging.
Your prostate?
Well, just massaging altogether. My trainer touched my cock today while he was stretching me.
Oh.
Was it accidental or on purpose?
I don't know. Because, like, his hand
purpose.
Was there for, like, more than... it was more than a half a second.
Did it make you uncomfortable?
It did, because he's hot.
Did it make
you hard?
I kind of
have a crush on my trainer. It started to.
Oh, no. Oh, how embarrassing.
So I'm laying on this massage table, and he's stretching me out and all this stuff and everything. And
so it was like his hand or like his elbow?
It was his hand.
So he just like, how were you laying? On your back?
I was on my back, and he went to stretch out my legs. And so like they pull your legs apart and all this. And yeah, it's very.
That's.
Trainer escort. Trainer escort.
He is at the gym.
Yes.
Nothing,
gay man's haven.
Dual purpose.
Nothing sexual happens at the gym, ever.
Never.
Certainly not at the Bally's.
I can attest.
No, I've actually never been there, but I've heard stories.
Yeah, this doesn't happen with the girls.
It's so weird. You know, I get off the treadmill at Steamworks, and I feel like something's going on that I'm not in on.
There are moments. I go to Crunch in Marina City. And
I thought you went to Chicago.
Huh?
I thought you went downtown.
It is downtown.
Yeah, in those little... Okay. Anyway.
Sorry. Didn't follow that one. But there are times in the bathroom that you feel like you're at some bathhouse or something because it's just so...
Oh, Crew City.
Homo-palooza yeah. in there.
My gym is the same way. Same way. No. It's kind of hot.
You like
sometimes.
That?
Well, it depends.
But the other day, there was this Nelly older man in there that was just...
I thought you guys broke up.
Well, we did. Now he's at my gym. So I was getting undressed to go take a shower and stuff like that. And I swear, when I took off my underwear, I heard, I was like, I need to put my towel on and get the hell out of here. Because he's a creepy older gay man. Not that there's anything wrong with older gay men, because I find many of them very
anything
hot.
Anything wrong with creepy old men.
But this guy was, he is creepy.
Have you ever been, you know, propositioned at the gym?
No. I try to get in and get out.
Most of them do.
How does this happen?
Well, I had it happen once, and I didn't even realize it until it was long gone. And I was like, you're stupid. You should have done this. So, no, I just was like, oh, just everywhere I was, this guy happened to be. Like, I'm on the treadmill. Oh, he's on the treadmill next to me. I move over to the elliptical trainers. Oh, he's on the elliptical trainers. I go to the locker room. Oh, he's in the locker room.
And are there private baths? Is there, like, private showers in the guys' bathrooms?
In this gym, there was. It depends on where you go.
Is that where you would do it? Where would you do it?
Oh, well, this was in the burbs. If we had done it, it would have been, like...
Out in the car?
No.
In the shower.
We would have gone somewhere, like gone to, I mean, I the only Motel 6. Lived like 5 minutes away.
Okay.
But
I don't know how that works. I mean, because in the chicks room, and I'm not going to even say who does this, but there's a group of women, there's a group of people that are not, they're not shy.
It's for the Debbies.
And they're sitting there in the steam room with all their clothes off, their legs splayed open for the world. And
meat curtain flapping in the wind.
It's crazy.
Are we at Arby's? Roast beef everywhere.
And it is.
$5 for $5.95.
You know, and I'll troll around with my boobs hanging out, but there's like quite another when you've got your legs spread apart for the whole world to see. That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cruisy. The spas in Vegas, in any Vegas hotel,
totally
also
cruisy.
Oh my god, completely. And there, you know, you get a lot of people out of town, so it's very common where people don't wear clothes.
I mean,
you
have like a robe
and heard it. But yeah, I get weird in those situations. Like when somebody's like, I'm like, I don't know what to do.
My big fear is that I'm going to get caught and then like my name be put up on a board or something. Watch out for
you've been banned from the gym.
Right.
Daniel blah, blah, blah.
But
caught.
At
arrested.
Crunch, they kind of promote it. I mean, we have peekaboo showers is what they call them. So it's like frosted glass. So like when you're walking to the locker room, there are certain showers that you can see the silhouette of people. It's kind of hot sometimes.
That would be cool.
But I noticed the other day that the curtains, too, that when you pull it across, it has...
Have spooge all over them?
There are times that I wonder.
Which, by the way, your bathroom smells like cum.
It does? It shouldn't. I don't think. No.
Don't touch that towel.
I wouldn't go in the bedroom, but...
Maybe the smell is just emanating.
I don't know.
Sex smell.
Well, I was gone for a week, so...
You had quite a bit of juice, didn't you?
Sometimes when you have pent-up demand, you just...
honey, I know.
It goes everywhere.
Voluminous would not be an inappropriate word to
use. I love that word. I also like gargantuous, but... We'll talk about that another day.
Let's do that over margaritas.
Okay.
So, yes, I just got back. I have been on, like, this whirlwind tour.
You
I'm so
always are.
Happy to be home. I'm so happy.
But you're also being a big bitch.
Oh, thank you.
You're
love
welcome.
You.
Love you, too.
Love you.
I think that is dual here. I think
yeah, thank
you're
you.
Being bitchy today.
But I'm not.
Fuck you.
What did you say when, before you even walked in the door? Is Dan going to be late today? I was
you did
already
say that.
Here and setting
in the
up
hallway.
The mics.
In the hallway.
That's true. I did say that. Because Dan is chronically late.
He is chronically late.
The only reason I wasn't really late today because I said 7 and I arrived at 6:53. I signed my new apartment lease today. Woo!
Congratulations.
Very exciting. And I do have a tip for the apartment people out there that are looking for an apartment.
Like Khalif?
Yes, like Khalif. Caliph. And my tip is, if there's a hole in the floor, head for the door. That's my tip for the day.
All of our tips are in Jerry Springer rhyme pentameters. So.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about you. I'm sorry, we got off track. I tend to do that.
Were we talking about me?
Yeah, how's the traveling? You said you're tired, and
I'm
called you a
I'm
bitch,
tired.
And
right,
now you're
right.
up in a nostalgic story. Keep going.
It's not nostalgic, but I spent another week in Dallas.
Cowboys.
Where, yes. And I thought now that I've been there a few times and have had the opportunity to really take in all that Dallas has to offer, not all, but enough. I've learned some things about Dallas and I thought I would come back and share those.
Okay.
And I don't know if these are you know, Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano, Richardson specific. Or whether this is Texas. So I'm not claiming to be a full expert. You know, I'm not an anthropologist. I just observe things. And I come back and I report what I observe. So maybe some of our listeners out there can help us understand whether these are specific to where I was or these are, I don't know. So here's what I've learned. Number one, the size of hair in Texas is second only to Indiana. Now, if you've ever been to Indiana,
I
Hammond
have.
In particular, Gary, the Gary Hammond, you know, area, you know that the hair gets very big. It's as if 1982, like frozen in time.
Mm-hmm.
Aquanet, I think, ships more canisters of hairspray to Indiana. But I did not know this, but Dallas actually is a very close second. On my way to work one morning, I'm at a stoplight. And I'm looking into the car in front of me, and there is a middle-aged woman with who has accumulated quite the coif, if you will, not to be confused with queef, although I'm sure she could accumulate one of those. So, I mean, this woman had some hair to be proud of. It was big.
Okay.
It was big. It was large, and it was in charge. And as she stopped at the light, she pulls out what had to be the largest can of hairspray I have ever seen in my life.
And sprayed?
And proceeds to spray. And I'm thinking, she's got to touch up her hair. She didn't get a chance on the way out the door. So she's like, shh. I'm like, okay, that seems shh. Wow, that's a lot of shh. The woman used at least half a can of hairspray.
And did you see, like, the cloud?
There was a cloud. In the car, you couldn't see through the car because of a
flammable sticker on the side of her car.
God, she needs to have a placard.
She does. You know, she buys it in bulk. I bet she's at the Sam's.
What color was it? Blonde, brown, or could you not tell?
It's more of a platinum.
Old lady hair color? Yeah. Fabulous. She probably owns a ranch. Or her husband's an oil tycoon.
Probably.
Or she's a mistress of an oil tycoon.
Very possible.
George Bush.
Let's go with mistress.
So
I like mistresses in general.
Yep. You like being a mistress?
Well, both.
Okay, that can be fun too.
So the hair is big. Now, in my opinion, most people everywhere cannot drive. But I want to confirm that people in Texas also cannot drive. But they have a favorite thing to do, and I don't know what the deal is, but they love to drive in your blind spot.
In Texas.
So there'll be three lanes across.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of three-lane roads, which is great because, you know,
you can get around.
In theory, you can get around a little faster. No, because what happens is these cars stagger themselves across every single available lane, and then they drive in your blind spot so that not only can you not change lanes, but if you try to change lanes without looking, you will die.
I see.
So...
my phone is off.
Whose phone is on?
It is. I turned it completely off.
My phone is completely off as well.
Well, then maybe it's UFO interference.
Possibly.
It's the elevator.
So they can't drive. I'm sorry. We'll get you
can't
back
drive.
On
they drive in your fucking blind. I almost killed a whole... I drove to lunch one day. I had a car full of people. Almost died because this bitch is driving in my blind spot. Came out of nowhere.
They do this so that you can't take aim at them with the gun that you're carrying in your car. Yeah.
I think you're onto something.
Have you gotten a gun yet?
I mean, being in Texas, you should have one.
I should travel with one. I should get a permit.
For a concealed weapon.
Yes,
and we're not just talking about what's in your pants.
That's a six shooter there.
Justin does have a pretty penis. I can vouch.
You've touched it.
I've touched it.
You've nestled it in your...
I've
cupped your hands and nestled the package.
Everything. I even, like, pet it a little.
Oh.
I talk to it. It's like having a little friend. A big friend.
It purrs.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So what else have I learned in Texas? Everything is bigger in Texas, especially the pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of big pickup trucks.
Big wheels.
Big wheels. And
big cock.
The one thing I will say, I don't know about that. The one thing I will say is that school zones, I've never been anywhere in my entire life where people actually slowed down for school zones. 20 miles an hour on the dot. People are like the whole lane of traffic in both directions actually slows down for the school zones. It's amazing.
Well, they're raising an entire ISIS nation down there. So you don't want to hurt, you know,
No.
The people that are going to ascend to the throne.
All the little bushes.
Yeah. No, you've got to take care.
Yeah. So, in the last...
Intolerant bastards. Okay, I'm sorry.
The last thing that I learned is that if you live there, you can have Mexican food for every single meal and never eat at the same place twice.
Oh, yeah. They've got a lot of them down there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, my preference for dinner was... not Mexican. Anything but Mexican. So then we went to Chili's.
But actually, Dallas has some really nice restaurants. No.
It was very good. Very good. Some excellent, excellent food.
But it's all it's all Tex-Mex, yeah. if you will. Yeah. But, you know, they do. I mean, even they do have some Japanese restaurants and some other style restaurants there. But, I mean.
And barbecue, of course.
Oh, yeah. Lots of beef.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue. Steak, yeah. There's some pretty cool barbecue restaurants down there where you can sing and. Okay, you didn't go to those, but I did.
How do you know a good barbecue restaurant?
If you can sing there. Sing.
Mm-hmm. Where you can sing.
Where you can sing. And you sit, like, at benches, and it's like a picnic. But with people you don't know, which normally would not be up my alley.
Which is what I'd love to do.
That's normally not up my alley, as you know. I don't even like saying good morning to my neighbors. But in Texas, you could be whoever you want.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what is up your alley these days? Spider-Man 3.
Drive-in movies. And you know what? I want to say something about the drive-in. First of all, it's only $8 to get in. You know, per person in the car. So if you want to hide people in the trunk, you can, because they don't bust you, especially when you're 33. I mean, they're not going to be like, let me see your trunk, ma'am. And then at the concession stand, okay, listen what we got. We got popcorn with lots of butter. And then a
butter or butter topping product.
Butter topping product.
That's the best.
And then a corn dog and cheese fries and one of those malt cups, you know, with the wooden spoon. Oh, I know. Yeah. I couldn't stop myself. $10.
Wow.
I know.
You can't beat that.
So we should all, like, head out to the drive-in.
Where is the drive-in?
The drive-in is in West Chicago, so it's a bit of a haul. It's about a 50-minute drive. But it's a double feature. It's a double feature. You pull your car up. You can bring a barbecue. You can totally have a party out there. They open, like, an hour before the movies. And then it's got all the old, like, in Grease, you know, the hot dog jumping into the bun, which you guys would appreciate.
I appreciate a good hot dog jumping into a bun.
I know. Yeah. They have that.
That's a good time.
They show all those old features in the middle. It's very cool.
My trouble is figuring out, do I want to be the hot dog or do I want to be the bun?
You want to be the hot dog. I mean, I know you.
Do you? That well.
Every now and then you get an itch, though.
You know, versatility is a life skill.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Much like good communication, negotiation skills, versatility.
In bed.
You can adapt to any situation.
I can.
Almost any situation.
Well, yeah, I do have limits.
You are a top.
I am. But I have moments. I mean, I'll try almost anything. I do have limits. Although I can't remember where they are at this point. But I know that I have some. I know where I draw the line.
What's your safe word?
I don't have one.
Oh, you might want to get one.
Alabama. Alaska. It has to be a name that you can pronounce in Minnesota talk.
Right.
That's all I'm going to ask for. So, Alabama. Alaska.
B-A-M-A. What's it from? Up gorgeous.
You would have given me a fucking minute.
Sorry.
Jesus. Hey, what's going on with John?
John what?
This week in India. I hear that I want to celebrate my birthday in India.
Yeah. Careful, those got recalled.
We've been getting out of hand, I wanted to get us where we needed to go.
No, that's fine. We've got a couple of updates from John. We're going to play two this time because he provides them on a regular schedule, but we don't actually record on a regular schedule. So let's hear what John is up to.
Hello, it's John. I'm just calling you because I just walked out of the bathroom and a gentleman walked in with what looked like cancerous lesions all over his face, or leprosy at the very least. Then I realized, oh no, it's cake. So I said, happy birthday. And he said, thanks. They have a custom here when someone has a birthday, they get them cake and then they shove their face in it. So having known this custom and actually having just celebrated someone's birthday with him, I wished him a happy birthday. That's all.
I got worried when he said leprosy after the warning that our friend in Long Beach gave him last time.
Well, that's right. Hepatitis and shit.
Yeah, and shit.
So here's a second update from John. It's a short one.
Hello, this is John calling from India with this week's update. I've got to talk kind of slow because we're now in the midst of the call center. I've moved buildings.
The mist.
And I just wanted to say that you really can't tell. You know, they always say that oh, what's the difference between British and gay? Well, there's no difference because, you know, whatever. You have a hard time reading that here, too, because everybody holds hands of the same gender, so it can really throw you off a little bit. I wanted to focus this week's call on security in this part of the world.
He needs a talk
because
show.
Every place you go, there's a security guard. We have a security guard in the coffee station and the pantry. I think they're protecting sugar packets, but I'm not sure. There's security guards outside the bathrooms. There's security guards in sensible places like ATMs. But the problem is that they're all asleep. They have rifles, and they're asleep. And I think that one of these days, one of them's going to sit down and flop down in the chair, flounce, as my mother used to say, and the rifle's going to go off and kill somebody or damage the ATM, whichever. So
which would be a tragedy.
Hope everybody's well. I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, John.
Oh, he's coming home soon.
I know. I'm very,
very soon. So we'll get to hear him at least. And then, you know, I talked to John, if you will. And, you know, they're harassing me to come to Portland. And I want to go to Oregon.
That's where the Dyna Douche is made.
Road trip.
Is where the Dyna Douche is made.
Oh, I'll have to. Well, you know what? We should try to get a factory tour.
We could.
I could totally arrange that. You know, I could.
Yeah, I suspect that they're not manufactured in Portland. I wonder, that's just their marketing. Their U.S. marketing.
Let's visit the corporate offices then.
I wonder if they will sponsor our show if we keep saying their name.
I think that Andrea, I think you should email them.
Okay.
And try and get a sponsorship. Let's get a couple of units. Dan and I will try them out, and we'll give our review on the show of the Dyna Douche.
We could even do a live recording.
We could.
That will be a day that Andrea will not be around.
With streaming video.
And so we could give our...
You have to charge $19.95 then.
We can give our review, and then we could get the perspective from the other side of the douche from... You know, sexual partners and whether they notice the difference.
Do you like allow your sexual partner to come on air?
I'd allow it briefly.
Would you allow your sexual partner to come on air?
To come on air?
Well, yeah, that would help as well. It's live streaming video.
I could be into that.
They'll have to be subscription rate.
Yeah. Well, that's the other.
And if I'm going to handle the books.
This goes back to last week's episode where we discussed our amateur porn business.
That's right. I don't know if we discussed that on air, though. That might have been before.
Oh, we did. No, we're still looking for models, so.
Oh. Well, on that note, we do need a boob update. Don. Hi, Don. How's it going? He wanted to know what the status was, and we're not receiving pictures. Maybe people don't want to see my boobies.
We're four cocks away.
Four cocks. That's all we need.
People are just nervous.
Four cocks.
Yeah.
Four cocks and one of Jerry's kids gets to see under his boobies.
So, hi, Don. That was my howdy-do out to you. Not that we really have as many of those today. What are we at?
What do you mean? We're at my apartment.
That's not what I meant.
We're at 27 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an update for the crew out there. Oh, so yes. We have time?
We've got time.
We've got plenty of time.
I was just in Iowa. And there's really nothing of note or use or significance in Iowa.
Yeah.
No offense, Nate. my friend Joe just graduated, got his master's degree. Congratulations, Joe. But here's what I discovered, because we went out for a night of drinking in the Quad Cities, which I would not recommend.
It's not a very fun evening.
When in Iowa...
I just had that Quad Cities DJ song go through my head.
Come on, ride the train and ride it. So, but I did discover something in Iowa that I want to bring back. And I don't know, I might be behind the times. You guys may already be aware of this, but the Domino's, which by the way, is the only place you can order pizza at like 1 o'clock in the morning, which is when
the
bars close. So Domino's Pizza has these dessert things called Brownie Bites?
Uh-huh.
Have you had these? Have you seen them?
No.
They are the most fucking fantastic dessert I have ever had in my life. They're these little squares that are brown.
Seriously?
No, I am absolutely serious.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious.
Eclair cake?
Eclair cake is excellent. These are also excellent. They're in different categories.
Different category.
These things are, they're these little squares. and of brownie, and when you bite into them, the middle is still hot and gooey.
Like lava cake.
Ugh. And they come with this fudge sauce that you dip them in. I'm telling you, I could eat a whole order all by myself.
We'll have to get those. Ugh. Do we have a Domino's nearby?
We do. Yes. There's one just down the street.
So next time, next week.
So we could.
Next week, let's order in. Let's order in Domino's and brownie bites. I'm not
sure that those fit into the diet, though.
Whose diet?
Mine. Anyone's. Dan's.
Oh. Are you on a diet, Justin, as well?
Well, I'd like to, you know, summer is almost here.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's 90 freaking degrees outside.
I know. I don't want to talk about it. Makes me miserable. Great.
What I will talk about with the 90 degrees is these women and their hip huggers or whatever you want to call them. And okay,
by women, do you mean women? Or
I mean
gay
women.
Men.
I mean, well, gay men. That's just a whole other topic.
And their culottes.
And their culottos. But women in particular, come on with the hip huggers.
Well, I don't get what you're saying.
What I'm saying is I heard a term
what
used
is
for
a
this.
Hip hugger
it's their pants or the shorts that, you know, just are
like the low rise.
Barely, yeah, low rise.
Oh, we're talking about the shorts, not the jeans.
Or the jeans.
Okay. Because
I've seen this a lot lately as it's gotten warmer out. And just in general, when women bend over anymore, I heard the term for this called whale tail, where you see their G-string.
Didn't I just say that a few moments ago? Yeah, your whale's tail, it's your top of your thong.
Enough is enough.
The line must be drawn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless you're a plumber, we should not see crack.
Yeah, I don't like seeing chicks' underwear either. That's why you need to get low-rise thongs. Exactly. What is the problem?
Enough with the crack.
Yeah. Now, you don't mind seeing the top of a jock strap peeking out.
Oh, heck no. That's hot.
I see. So it's okay for them.
So today I was flipping through channels over my lunch break, and I stopped on the security camera to my front door, mm-hmm. and I ended up watching this thing. Like, I had it on all afternoon.
It's like QVC at 3 in the morning.
There are some cute boys in my building, and I'm making up stories about people as they come and go. This one guy comes in, and I know him because he parked next to me back mm-hmm. when I had a car, back when I was in the garage.
So he owns that van?
No. He's on the other side. He's like 40 something. So he comes walking in with this boy who is like 20 with his backpack from school and like comes walking in the door. And I'm like, well, that seems like an odd pairing, but you never know. 20 minutes later, they go walking back right back out.
Trick.
I'm telling you.
Trick or treat.
Somebody got some financial aid today, I think. So anyway, I'm hooked. I can sit and just watch.
This is the lobby for hours. Working from home has come to.
Well, because it's, you know, it doesn't have any noise associated with it, so I can have it on while I'm on the phone or, you know.
And just watch.
And then I can just watch, and then I see everybody come. I feel like my grandmother, dead grandma, used to do this. She'd watch the street, and then she'd call my aunt. There's a car that I don't recognize, and it's going down, and then it turned around, and it came back.
Call the police.
What do you think we should do? I think you should mind your own fucking business, Grandma.
The older people are like that.
Oh, they are.
On my old block, I'm telling you. I told you about this, didn't I? With the Russian hookers and the whole thing on my block. I'm sure I did.
Hooker, no.
I'm sure we've been over this. All right, maybe we haven't. On my old block, before, you know, I moved, there's like this house there. And then the ladies across the street, they're always hanging out. And they're older ladies. And we're sitting out there because we're sitting with the old ladies, too, because there's nothing else to do. And we see this car pull up. And then this girl gets out. And, of course, Carolyn, the battle axe next to me, she's like, okay, here's what's going to happen. That girl's going to get out of the car. She's going to go in the house. She's going to flip on the light. He's going to drive away. She'll emerge 5 minutes later and walk around the corner. I'm like, uh-uh. Sure enough, this girl gets out of the car, goes into the house. The light goes on. 5 minutes later, he's gone. She emerges, and she's walking around the block. I'm like, how do you people know this? And then, of course, across the street, there are a bunch of Russian hookers. And you see all these people. They eventually got busted. And then she actually had a tenant who got busted for steroids, like selling them.
Oh, that's...
Oh, well, you know the gossip in the neighborhood. And then the one day we had our leaf blower outside and my husband walks to the back of the house and leaves the fucking leaf blower in the front. And sure enough, it gets stolen. The one day they're not looking out their goddamn window. We're like, how could you not tell us who stole it? Old ladies.
Bitches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now it's 90 degrees. If I were to drive by the house right now, they would be out there. Gossip season has begun. As soon as it hits 80 degrees...
I think they were at the place we went to for dinner on Saturday, the Andalusia Supper Club in Andalusia, Illinois.
It sounds fabulous.
Oh, this place was great. We walk in and this woman, she couldn't have been a year younger than 162. She's like, welcome to the Blue Moon Supper Club right this way. How many of them are you? Okay, come on. You don't mind sharing menus, do you? I'm just going to give you one for every other because we're running out.
They're too heavy.
Oh, my God. And that set the tone for the rest of the night. They were out of everything.
Was a special prime rib?
No, actually, the special, they had a couple of filet specials, one of which I got. Mm-hmm. And had I ordered a well-done filet, it would have been perfect. I was expecting a medium filet. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. Yeah, I try not to be a picky bitch.
But you are.
But when it comes to steak that you're paying $25 for, you just expect it to be cooked the way you ordered it. So anyway, oh, they were out of everything. They were out of menus. They were out of Pepsi.
What?
And then they were out of Diet Pepsi. And they were out of...
if they were out of Diet Pepsi, I would be so out of there.
They were out of the specials. They were out of everything. And then the salmon was frozen. And so then we got a free cocktail. Oh, it was just... Apparently, they had a very bad night.
Were the side dishes good, though? Were they out of baked potatoes?
No. I had the green beans, which at one point, the waitress comes out, and she's trying to figure out who's got what, and she tips the plate, and all of this juice goes flowing off the plate and onto Kevin's leg. She doesn't even realize she's done it. So she's looking the other way. Meanwhile, she's tipping the plate over and pouring juice all over his leg. And then she's like, oh, that's where it goes. And then doesn't even realize that she's dumped an entire, a quarter a cup of nasty juice all over the place. So, yeah. Sorry. I just brought me back to the Andalusia.
Oh. Hey, no.
Which to me sounds like a drag name. Give it up for Andalusia Supper Club.
It does.
That's a perfect thing.
I would like to go to brunch, and there's this wonderful brunch on Taraj.
Brunch Club.
In Schaumburg. And I would like to go there on a Sunday. I was discussing it with Michael, Miguel.
In Schaumburg?
Well, he went to Papa Do, and by the way, it's an awful brunch, so don't ever go there. It's a special brunch for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, how was everyone's Mother's Day? Good. My mom was in Florida, it was great.
Okay. I talked to my mom on the phone.
Me too.
It was all good.
I took mine to dinner.
Well, you made her drive 3 hours to take her to dinner.
No, I made my younger pregnant sister drive my mother up here 3 hours.
You're such an ass. So
you got to get her to do it now, because once she has the kid, she's not going to do it.
No, that's true.
Won't be able to get the bitch out of the house.
And they'll make you drive down there to Peoria.
Exactly.
P-Town.
So anyway, I'd like to have like a Sunday brunch. Like, let's all get together for Sunday brunch. Of course, getting everybody out of bed on a Sunday may be difficult.
Didn't we just talk about this last weekend? As long as brunch is at like 2 o'clock.
I don't think we did.
We did.
I'm good. We started a brunch club we did it twice. But we started it, and we were going to do it every Sunday.
Not every Sunday.
I think that if it would have started out with a proper brunch instead of what we had, it would have.
I'm thinking every other month, once. Every other month.
See, I love Sunday brunch.
Me too, but I can't get my ass out of bed.
Well, actually, that's why you do it at like 2 o'clock.
It helps motivate me to get up.
Because the problem, the danger with doing it does motivate you, get you out of bed and to brunch. Where, just a word of warning, if you start drinking mimosas, Bloody Marys, etc.,
Dan,
brunch can go all the way into dinner and out the next night. Like
that
full
time
circle.
We went to Hardy Boys.
Let me tell you, we started at Hardy Boys, got home at 2:30 in the morning.
Went from Hardy Boys to cocktail
sidetrack,
Adesso for dinner, and then
you ran down all over to get wine. So anyway, that's the danger. But love the brunch. Love it.
Okay.
That's
great. Well, we're going to have to do that.
And there's so many good brunch places.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, the Entourage brunch is the best brunch I've ever had. But it's in Schaumburg.
It's in Schaumburg.
Well, this will stop us from doing a 2:30 in the morning thing.
Yeah.
because I can't handle it anymore.
It'll stop me from doing
old.
A 2 o'clock in the afternoon arrival.
Whatever point the first pitcher of margaritas gets ordered, it's over.
It is. Well, it's over when the first Bloody Mary gets ordered. Although we honest. Say, I'm just going to have one. Just going to have one, and then we're
just
done.
Just one. Well, I might as well. I'm not done with
mine. Do you want a refill? Yeah. Yeah, why not?
$80 later.
Yeah. And 2 plates of prime rib.
So.
No wonder I don't feel it. Because all the food in your belly.
See?
And then, of course, getting home sucks that far from Schaumburg. It would suck because you're totally full.
Yeah, no. Take a cab.
Or a limo.
There you go.
Okay.
So I've got a couple of howdy do's.
I have one.
Okay. I want to send a howdy do out to Brian. Brian has listened to us forever, like single-digit episodes. So Brian has emailed us an update this week. He's had a lot going on in his life and a lot of changes and all of that, but he's still listening to us, and so I just want to give him a little extra special howdy do and a little, you know, that's a blowjob.
Nice, I got you.
Yeah, we...
I'm well-versed.
I'm supportive. I support our listeners.
Well, that's very cool.
Emotionally.
Physically.
Athletically. Musically.
Okay. Hey, hi to Sean, who sent us the Age of Consent grid.
Oh, thank you. I printed it out and put it in my wallet.
Because you need that.
You can never be too careful.
Might have to whip that out and show it to a cop at some time or something like that.
And the list, too.
I'm always worried a little age of consent thing will come back at me. I mean, I think the statute of limitations is over, but, you know, I was 18 and, 19.
And he was.
Or maybe I was 20. Was. Let's just say he wasn't 18. Okay. He was 17.
To my knowledge, I've never broken the age of consent laws.
Well, I have. So, you know, I'm worried that'll come back at me. Maybe we should delete this out of the episode.
After the fact.
I have one person in particular that it just happened once. And I, after the fact, I started like thinking and I was like, that may have been right on the line.
Because 17 may be the age, back then 17 could have been the age of consent. I don't know. It wasn't like, you know.
It's always been 17.
Yeah, I think he was 17. So then maybe I'm fine. I mean, I worry about that though. 13 years later though, the statute's got to be over.
Yeah.
I worry. I know I shouldn't. Of course, I worry about those 2 caramels I stole from the grocery store as well. And I later, you know, from Brock's, you know, I used to be able to pay 3 cents to get one. Well, I felt I stole it when I was like 8. I stole 2 caramels. I'll never forget it. And I felt guilty about it for years. I thought I was going to hell. So
you are going
to hell. I used to do it all the time until my mom caught me.
No, recently, recently you do, is like 10 years. No, I went back and put 10 cents in without taking any candy. Because I felt that guilty.
With interest.
Okay, if I'm one thing, I am honest, sickeningly so, and yeah. I couldn't even handle it. I really did. I thought I was going to electric chair.
Oh my gosh.
I do bad things. Like, I'm always afraid I'm going to get nailed for that public indecency thing, because I'm always half naked in cars.
That's not fun.
I mean, at least it's with the same person, so that trashy. But I like doing the sex in the public places thing. I dig it.
Me too, until it's an undercover cop.
You should try it on my balcony sometime.
Oh, can I? Mm-hmm. Do you mind?
I don't mind. I don't want to, like, be on the balcony while it's happening.
Do you sell tickets to the balcony?
I don't know, but a few shows have been put on, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. I'm all about, you know, doing... Okay. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That was it. That's all I had for howdy do's. Although I did want to discuss a comment on the website.
Oh, go right ahead.
Because someone had mentioned that I don't do the introduction properly on the this week's episode. Right. Well, I can't remember who it was, Garth, to know that that was a conscious decision, because John does it on tonight's show, right? On tonight's show. And John will probably resume that duty when he returns, but I am not John, and I don't want to pretend to be John. So it was actually a conscious decision between Justin and Dan and myself to do something just a little bit different. And I'm glad that you noticed, because that means that you missed John, and he'll be returning May 20th, I think. And he'll probably resume that duty. because I don't like doing it, quite honestly. But, I mean, I'll do it as long as they want me to. But John will return and will return to his former format. But until then, I'm going to do it the way I fuck I want. Okay?
Well, all right.
Okay. All right, okay. But no offense, Garth. Thanks for noticing.
I just have one last howdy to Boom Chicka Boom, who sent us sent me some documents to be shredded.
Did he really?
Yes. Awesome. Love it. Well, he emailed me. He emailed me.
Did you bring them
to shred?
Do you have them?
You're supposed to shred. You're supposed to shred.
I do. Yay. So here we go, right on the air.
On air shredding.
This is hot. I have never experienced such suspense.
I got a text
suspense.
Message from Jason the other day that said my shredder makes him wet.
This should right, do it then. Make it even better.
Okay. So if you have any sensitive documents, any old paperwork, any credit reports, pictures of ex-boyfriends, anything that you would like to never see again, look us up.
Let us know.
Be happy to shred it for you. No additional charge.
Absolutely.
He also made a comment about the fact that he didn't realize Dina was so easy. And so... if he had known, he would have come to Chicago much sooner for sex, because he likes sex. I also like sex, and I'm easy. So just because Dina's not here doesn't mean it's the work that the podcast cannot deliver.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Me too.
Dan, anything else? Don't you have something from the Cubs game?
I did, but it just doesn't fit with the conversation. Okay. Right now. It's pretty funny. We can fit it in.
Maybe after the Dyna douche, it'll fit.
Yeah.
The Dyna Shore douche.
Yeah. Unless you need more time.
Nope. So right. You can contact us. You can send us pictures of your cock to rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com, or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397.
It just occurred to me that we didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, this is Justin.
This is Adria.
And this is Dan.
Thanks for listening.
Signing off. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.